There are some good tzaddik vav, sif dalet.
And the Mishnah Tzam Chesam Beis began Zav Zav Vav, so Buddha got some Rishon Matzatar, Rishon Matzatar. Check in the first and seventh day, and check in between. Rabbi Eliezer says, Chesas Taira, it's good enough. Shua says, you only get your Rishon Mishvi, you only get day 1-7, and then Akiva says, you only get the seventh day both times. So Shaila is, what's the Yisrael Dover of the Machlekes? So the... basic question of the claimant is that this lady did have Sakaira. So if she did have Sakaira, she should have a kazaka that she's clean. So therefore, what's the whole needin of it works, it doesn't work, you have 1 day, you have 7 days. And what's the Yisrael Machlekes? So Seifa says, the Yisrael Machlekes says that bad someone lady does kazas tire, bad some now. So that's a tire, she has a kazas tire. So it's a regular dini kazaka, we should say that. They have a chazaka that she's tired. Narvas, over here it says it's in Vesafrala. It says it's in Sphira over here. It says that Pasuk is extra Vesafrala. Once we say that it's in Vimapsatera, which is Mapsak Vetera, so Vesafrala is going to be extra. It's not the Machalik, it says Vashdeta Vesafrala. Does Vesafrala tell you that I can't be Soymach on the chazaka at all? Therefore, unless I do a Bedika, then I cannot be someone on the chazak at all, therefore, you know, I was trying to write Kiva and the Yom Zayin of that. Kiva says only of Yom Zayin because I can't be someone on the chazak at all. That I ain't see, unless I'm a var. You know, so someone does have to a high level of Biro. Chazak is not enough. It's like, right, Kiva, unless I do Bidiko, I can't be someone with cloud that I am the chazak tyra, and therefore, Dafka Yom Zayin is going to work. Rabbi Shua says that. Rabbi Leza says that even though Vesafrala tells you can't be Seimach on the Chazaka, but if I did the Bidika on day 1, I did the Bidika on day 7, so then we have a Bira at the beginning and a Bira at the end, so therefore that's enough to be considered Vesafrala, and it's not Mestaveres, so you have to have Bidika every single day, and it's enough the fact that he did the beginning and the end. So basically, he said it up as Be'etzim Yishav Chazaka. The Safrala tells you don't be someone in Chazak, we need a higher level of Bira, and the Machlekes in the Mishnah is how much higher level of Bira do you need? Do we say Yom Dubidika nothing? That's a keyhole, so let's do Bidika, there's no Bira, Bechal, we can't be someone in Chazak at all. Or the fact that Bidika at the beginning and the end, that'll be enough of a Bira for me to become the din of the Safrala. That's going to discuss the beginning and middle. You need some type of beer, We're not simach on the chazaka of sektarim. We need some type of level of beer. How much of beer I need? The easiest way is beginning to end. Could be the beginning is enough. Could be the end is enough. Could be one bedik is enough. The suffer is mechay more than the regular dinei chazakas. Regular chazakas have sektarim should be enough. The suffer is mechay more. How much is mechay? That's the machlokes of the Mishnah. Every day, 1 day, and that's the side of machlokes. Now the Mishnah talking about a situation was Bat Katzim Biyom Rishon. Bat Katzim Biyom Shvi. The question: what's the Lach Achila? Is it only the Mishnah talking about a case of Bidiyavid, or the Mishnah talking about a case of Lach Achila?
What do you
mean?
Are
we
saying either can't rely on
Chazaka or? No. Mesafel doesn't have a high level of beer. In other words, that's an email of a Chesed Sagof and. More than that. Now the Shaila, how much more is in Mechayev? Akiva says, any day I found Dubidika, I can't assume that Safala says I can't be Semachan. Moshe Gimel Rulez says that no. If Safala is Mechayev me to do a Bidika, and if I have the beginning and the end, or if someone, or as Shaila, how much do you know Rulez? Alright, so the case of the Mishnah is that you only checked on Mishnah Mishvi, what's going to be the Lach? Mishnah says, what's going to be the Lach Achila? So Tesis says that on the Zayin HaMibay, it's about Lach Achila, you have to do B'dik every single day. The Mishnah is talking about a B'dik situation, then that's going to be good, but about Lach Achila, you have to do B'dik every single day. The Rav also says that Afi Shabbat Gei B'yoyim HaSaka, you have to do B'dik every single day. Because the Lashon Mishnah is Zav, Zav, Batku Atzal B'Yavshim Mishvi, it's only B'diyavad. Tanisha Batku, like on the Baitkin, so Lashon Batku and Lashon Baitkin. Lechachila mitzvah b'dikah kol shema. See that lechachila there's going to be a mitzvah to do b'dikah every single day. Well, Amar is chilek, he says it can't bring a riot from Lashon of Batku, that's b'dyeved, he said we find other places that Batku, this is Lashon Batku and it means lechachila, and he says that you have no riot that's b'dyeved, it can be even lechachila, Rishon v'Shvi would be enough. Basically, do we need a b'dikah every single day? Lechachila, Taisvis, right, and holding the b'dikah every single day, the Balmar is saying that no, could be Rishon v'Shvi is enough. Somebody wants to ask me that the family's making a barbecue and she wouldn't be able to make a bedika. So can she be make one?
What do you
say? 6 hour barbecue.
What do you say?
Posh.
Not a little bit of bathroom.
What do you say?
She claims that she's
outdoor barbecue. Right.
Whatever the case is,
central park.
What do you say?
You can do it.
What's the day? What day? What
is that?
The day is
in the morning.
What day is it?
She's going to barbecue. She's not going to do a bedikah.
On what
pick any day you want. Pick any day you want.
Maybe day one.
Anyway, we have Taisus that he has to do bedikah every single day. We have the Rabbi saying that he has to do every day. Balmar is saying, no, Rishon Shvi is Lekachila. What? Taisus says you have to do bedikah every single day.
You can't do it in the morning.
Right, it's every single day. Lamar says, okay, no, Lechila, one to seven is okay. How many do you have to do a day? So, Lamar is saying, I'm going to give you one. And the Torah, for example, says, that you're going to have to do two a day. So now, she wants to go to the barbecue, and she's not going to do a bidika. What's going to be the halacha? You're supposed to be doing two bidikas a day, 2 times 7, 14, and you're supposed to be doing two bidikas a day, and that's what you're supposed to be doing. Huh? Morning and sometime in the afternoon, whatever. Sometime in the afternoon. So, that's the bedikas.
Rough word.
Why do you have to do two a day? So the box says the pshat and the smag is kibdika shachas and arvis. The shachas takes away the suffix of maybe so at night, and arvis takes away the suffix of so during the day. Like we see by Tyrus, the Mishnah Aleph says that you bridge it twice, and the reason why you bridge it twice is day to be maxic at night, and the night to be maxic all day. And there's supposed to be one right in the morning, he's trying to get the night, and one closer to the finish mash is to be maxic the rest of the day. We're trying to close as possible. Now, the Kivager, some of the Samus, he doesn't send the Dimian to the back. He says, the Dimian to need to get Aleph that by Tari, you have to check. He says, Tamua, the Hassan Mina Shakas, get a Tara Tara Shalayla. Over there, the reason why you have to do Shakas and Tara Tara Shalayla is because the luck is that if somebody sees Dam, the luck is you have to go back 24 hours. By Tyrus, you have to question that maybe there was Dam inside. And any Tyrus which you touch in that 24 hours, the halacha is come from on Friday. So therefore, if you did a bedika, then we know that then you're okay. So the reason why over the year you're doing bedika in Shacharis is I want to do bedika, and if I'm bitar, even if I start saying 4 o'clock in the afternoon, all the tires I touched last night is going to be tar because I know this morning I was going to be tar. So the reason why over the year is that if you see afterwards in order to prevent you going back 24 hours, he says that there should be a makor over here that you have to do a bedika. Shachas and Arvis on there, he says it has no Sheikhas. He doesn't understand either. He says, how are you proving by doing Bedika now that they didn't see? He says, maybe it came out before and then fell to the ground. How by doing a Bedika and Mavar I didn't see last night? Maybe it came out and it fell to the ground. And what's the riot by doing Bedika that shows I didn't see it last night? Different Kavegas is not trying to do this. Now, the Baha'i is saying the reason I do Bedika twice a day is proving I didn't see last night and proving I didn't see the whole day. Kivig is saying, maybe it came out and disappeared. So So I can't be the Pshat B'dikas. Elam, I was Pshat B'dikas, but he is. I didn't have a suffer left. I have to prove at some point in the day I'm not seeing. So that's a kiyum of the suffer law, because right now I'm not seeing. That's machzik the day that
what would be the right of the night?
He's a little bit bothered by what the makar from the night would be. There's a kivega saying the Pshat B'dikas is just the kind of a suffer law, after the sphira, if I have to just do a B'dika, once I see I'm not seeing right now. So he says that Kim Avaris Reg Achash and Roy Achshav says in the bar right now on sea Shum Machzik and Chol Yom Bechassas Taira. I'm Machzik the whole day Bechassas Taira. Once we verify that I'm not saying right now, we're Machzik the whole day. And it's bad to have Bechassas Taira. The Rav Sofla tells me don't be Samech on the Bechassas Taira. So once I'm a bar, a chiluk of the day is as Bechassas Taira, so therefore it gives the whole day Bechassas Taira. And so the Bach is saying the reason I have to do two B'dikas is to prove they didn't see the whole day. The morning night proves the day. How do you deal with Kivegas Kasha? I can't, guess maybe she saw beforehand, came out, and disappeared. Yeah, but it's not foolproof. So Chazanesh says, especially at night, anywhere, anything, Chazanesh says that I'll be roiv if you be sitting down, so there'll be something left over and you will find it. Being out be roiv, if there'll be dam, a person would find it. That's enough to bear. That's enough. We didn't the kima of a suffala. Since I'll be roiv, a person would. I think it's Sadek Gimelav. There was a Sadek Beis Lev. It's a short piece. Saying, and he says, since I'll be roiv. You would find it. So therefore, that's a reason why. Fell out, he didn't find it, everything in life, nothing 100%, nothing absolute like that. Therefore, since it's as Jim of a Sephala, since I'll be right, you were able to verify. Jim of a Sephala is I just have to prove at some point today I'm not seeing. Once I prove it, I'm not seeing, so it's max of the day, I'm not seeing. That's enough.
Maybe you're doing
Right, but that's also the chur is not one of the biggest. Like, once I'm maxing them, I'm saying, so
that... Why not?
No, he argues on the... He doesn't say on the spine. The next paragraph argues on the spine, because it doesn't make any sense. Maybe it fell down, and didn't see it. Tell me, what's Vidika's? Vidika's a verify right now. I'm not saying. Why does that help? Not once I prove right now, I'm not saying. So then, the chur, that's going to be maxing. Our B'dikas deraisa darbanan, the whole concept of B'dikas during the Zayin Nikiyam. So the Chavis Das and the Lechrim on the Medaik and the Beis Yosef, when he brings down the whole Machlekes, which is Sugat Tzun, with Chilasa and Seifa, and what do you need? So Beis Yosef says that you have to be Machmer, being that it's Isser Karas, so Chumer Isser Karas, if you have to be Machmer. So from there, the Chavis Das and the Lechrim on the Medaik, that the Bedikas during the Zayin Nikiyam, Pashasar, they write, so the fact that he says Chomer Sakaris actually doesn't mean that it's Darbanon. Pashas means that's going to be Issa Daraisa, and that's why the Beis Yosef is going to be Machmer as the Chomer Sakaris, the Beis Yosef holds that B'dikas are going to be Daraisa. He says you have to be Machmer, Safek Issa Karis. If you don't do enough B'dikas, you only do one B'dikas, Safek Issa Karis. Mashmois of Safek Issa Karis is how many B'dikas are Daraisa in the Zayin Nikiyam? So in the Beis Yosef, we just see that, what, at least Rishon Rishvi is Daraisa. The question is, what about the rest of them? Are those are going to be Daraisa, that's going to be the Rabban. So Kipshuta, you would say, the fact that's not Ma'akiv, the Mashmois would sound like a Dawad, I think that's not Ma'akiv, so, it's not there to say that I think that's not Ma'akiv, that it's only going to be Darabban, and it's not going to be Daraisa. We'll see Dreit Taira, of cutting it has towards the end, he has said, no. Maybe that's it's really deraisa all 7 days, and the mitzvah deraisa to do it. We find some cases of mako. It says that there's a mezon maka or situations which we're going to be mako. It says maybe we went to the efshar or mako. Because it's sad to say that maybe all zayin the bdikas would be deraisa.
Well, then that's when a tari will have mako.
What?
The tari is deciding to mako.
That what? In what type of situation? What? So there's two studies. Sometimes you do find, there is a concept, once in a while we do find the concept of a chilat b'yavid by deraisas. It says like this. Kibben Shimaver Khal Pais and Khilab Yimidik Khayyim, this is from the Fanano, he's going to be like Yimidik as from the Fanano, as the Safala. Imzum with the Raisa in Lav, he's not sure if it's the Raisa. Koshim Kim Nomi Devni Makiv, it's the Raisa, would we find that Bidiyavit is not going to be Makiv, it's going to be the Raisa? Yeshlim with Dilma Isli, well, there's some limit out there. Maybe it's some unknown Drusha, which we're not familiar with. There's another side to say maybe only Mako, if it's like a Maka, Kore Labia, Mashing a Maka, and a would be Mako. This is maybe there's some type of Drasha. There's some type of Drasha, unless it's some type of Drasha, which is not familiar. Like one more question is to say that what's Ma'akiv is Deraisa, and the other ones are going to Darabon, and that's what the Mishnah is discussing. If you only do the minimum of Deraisa, that's Midalacha. It's Ma'akiv, not Ma'akiv. What do you say? The Beis Yosef says that what? We pass and you have to have Rishon V'Shvi because the Safek is like ours. So Beis Yosef is assuming that Rishon V'Shvi is going to be the right side. Fine, so the Gemara declares in Rabbi Lezer who says Rishon V'Shvi. The Gemara says, Shaila T'chlosi V'Seifa Binan. We only checked on day 1 and day 8. So these say need chalase v'sei v'in v'ach chalase ikka seif amayka. You only have the beginning, you don't have the end. They don't know, you're less not fishing yourself. If you only have day 1, you don't have day 7, is that going to be ma'akev or not? So Rav says, he. Lachmi v'am with chalase seif v'in v'ach chalase ikka seif amayka. Plagues in Rav v'kanina. Do you say it's going to be ma'akev or it's not going to be ma'akev? Kipshute, what's the svara? Why you should have to have tchilas of the seifan? Why you should have to have both? So, shana ma'adam, you have to have two. Is that? Like I said before, bad sam, I have the chesis tyra. Elamai, for safala tells me, don't be samech on the chesis tyra. You have to be mevar the zainikim by yourself to make sure that you're not seeing. That's what says the safala. Definitely saying that what? If I have the beginning and I have the end, so I see the zainikim that at the beginning, which shows that the chazaka is still of his own, and I also have the end, so that really the mashin holds any kiyam, and therefore I have a kiyam of the safra. That's the swear way you need both. The other man says, no, chalasim was safe from works, holds that. If I had the beginning, so that created a chazaka, and that created a chazaka, so therefore one maybe could be enough. Or what didn't have the end? You also hear that. I see at the end, I didn't see. So that's galah to me that I'd have sakaira. Elamai, because it didn't have a safra, don't be sunnah on the chazaka. If I see at the end, I didn't see, so it's pretty safe to assume that the whole time I didn't see. So, more brings about chalikas, whether you need both, you don't need both. So, how do we pask? First, the Raven about Nefesh discusses that on the tzad, let's say you did a bidika in the middle. So it's like the Raven. What answers three? Like what the first day seven? You check day 3. You do day 1. You do day 7. which, yeah, mustaver lekula. It says mustaver that you can be makel even if you only have one bedika. One bedika. Why? We find by nida we're supposed to have sektaira and yom shvi. And the lucky is that if you do a bedik early on, you do on the second day of the Zman Nidus, the Chum says in Mitar, so you see Ayruch has his Tyra, Hachab Abidik, Hachab Abidik, Hachab Abidik, Hachab Abidik, Hachab Abidik, Hachab Abidik, just a little bit Nidah. You're supposed to have Sakhar when you have Zion and go to the Mikvah. I do on day two, it's going to work. How might we see that the middle shows us that you stop seeing and therefore it should be okay. It's like the Vaidah Sot over here. If I do a Bidika on day three, that shows I stop seeing, and therefore once it shows I stop seeing, therefore that should be enough, and therefore it should be okay. So the Bamar is chilek. Bamar says ani tamia mizat tamia gadol doesn't make any sense. My right bedikas nida kala bedikas zara chamura. How can we arrive at something which is more kal, something which is more chamura? Nida is much more kal than bedikas zav. We need zavsek taira. We're saying kain zav you need zayin nekiyam. Says, would you have a right to be makel from something which is more kal, something which is more chamer, and just because we see that it works by nida, mechitesa is going to work by zava. The Rush says that he's masking to the taina of the palamar, and the enechlam, we have no raya from Nida to Ziva, which is, it says, the raya is maybe not a good raya, but the svar is a good svar. It says it works at the beginning, it works at the end, so what, if the end works, so kosher in the middle works. Yeah, but you prove earlier that she's not seeing, so if you start a resafla at the end, it works, so kosher can just work in the middle, and therefore you'll be svara that the middle also should work. That's how we pass. So basically, it brings down that Rabbi and Rabbi Paskin that you need one bedika. You don't need two bedikas. The Rosh also does. The Smag says Allah Almighty is a Yom Shabbat Pesachus, but the Smag Paskin that you need two bedikas. You have to have Rishon V'Shvi. Like the Beis Seisa, being that the smag and Mordechai is machmer, being that we're dealing with something, it's a chorus, definitely have to be machmer. Because even though Roivi Shain and Marmeko, the Rosh, the Raivi, the Rambam, being the smag and Mordechai is machmer, we're dealing with a suffix, it's a chorus, which is very chomer, therefore being that it's a suffix, it's a chomer, it's a chorus, therefore you have to be meko. Therefore the Mechara Paskins, Choyoyim Yizayin Yimei Svirat, Sechliyaz Badeket Sechachilo, all of the Zayin and Menekiyim, you have to be Passing the Chachila, Shachas, Achasam, Minishmashas. You should only check one Bidika, so first it brings down, it's okay. Yeshem, it's a Bidika, you're Rishon and Shvi, the Aim Lachal. How it passes, you have to have Rishon and Shvi, the Aim Lachal, and you have to be Machman, one is not able to. Yeah, you have to have every case one has Bidiyavid over here, right? Don't have a case of Bidiyavid. Machabit says in Lako. So I was asking, let's say a lady, she forgot to do Bidikas and calls up day 7, didn't do any Bidikas. What should you do?
Day 7?
No, nothing at all. Day 7, I forgot to do Bidikas. Where is I? Out for lunch. So.
She didn't do anything.
What? So what's halacha? Chava says ain't halacha. You have to be machmer. Basically, she was safe. It was already once the diavad. It was once already, so that already would be makel.
Not in the case
of no, if you had one bedika. Hey, one bedika. It's diavad. Once is the attachment already. She went to mikvah, the attachment already, and like, oh, you forgot to do bedikas. So we only have one bedika. One. The diavad would be makel. But in a case. In the case where she forgot to do bedikas and you have to day 7, so you have to start all over. Alay forgot to do day 1. So what should you do now? day two was going to be day one. You have to have Rishon and Mitzri, you have to have a beginning and the end. That's Pesach and Mechaber. Mechaber says, Ein Lahakal, you're not allowed to be Mekal. What?
What? What?
Mechaber says, you have to Rishon and Mitzri, Ein Lahakal. Mechaber passes. Rishon and Mitzri, Ein Lahakal. What?
If she didn't do
3 and 7, Pesach and Mechaber is Ein Lahakal, and a lady forgot, didn't do it, it's Ein Lahakal. Now, a lot of times people have makas, so people have scratches. Now, when somebody has a scratch, basically every time you can do a bedika, it's going to come out
no good.
So, in that type of situation, how many bedikas should one do? So the Nadir brings down that since the whole din bedikas are just lachachila, therefore, b'mokim tsar, b'mokim someone has a maka, it wouldn't be b'mayim bedikas, because the whole bedikas are just lachachila, and if there's a situation of a tsar, a situation where She has a maka in that situation, going to go ahead and be able to do less bedikas. How many bedikas should you do? So maybe it says that if somebody has a maka or it hurts her a lot, so then the halacha is that you do rishon v'shvi. It says toiv on the days, just do a kinuach. Stick something opposite, say makim, because that has a din or seen sevab. According to some shitas, kinuach has a din of a bedika. So therefore, a lady who has a maka or a lot of pain, the luck is they just do a bedika rishon. Which there is a metzias that some ladies have certain conditions where every time you do a bedika, kills. I'm sure it's. And if it's like a real medical condition, so then the psak is you just do rishon v'shvi. Because that's, you know, it's only lachira to do twice a day, and you only do a rishon v'shvi in that situation.
You need the
prayer,
also.
No, right now I'm saying it hurts. That it hurts her. There are conditions like that. You have a doc. What?
No doc.
Just hurts. There's certain conditions which people have. A couple people must have it. And they only do a kinuach rishon v'shvi. And you do kinuach. That's any do kinuach. A lot of you.
The underwear get a din of kinuach.
They say no, because the vada kinuach is that as the din b'dika according to some shikas. So you should do a kinuach in that situation. You do a kinuach. Now, if a lady has a naka, so just touch the maka, like outside. If somebody has a maca, so touch it outside. Touch it outside.
Why? Don't go far.
Right. What? Oh? No, right. So the lady who has a maca, the Aruch Hashulchan brings down the lady who has a maca, and it's kosher for her to get bedikas. Harbi noshim she. Lucas v'chedri beten v'makas v'som tech rechem she's makin the rechem but even shabatik koshalem moid v'tenu v'tikas she'in in teres v'ang makas v'tsayim durch a gol v'mutz v'tikas v'kias durch a gol he finds a v'tikas v'shvitar v'morilam k'ikar din he v'tikas teira v'yom ha'sik teira v'tikas achas m'yazayin yom v'yomar alach v'lamay sik v'lush v'tikas klach v'lush v'alkal v'tenu v'tikas 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 not a pass like they say so. Chalila. Remember these words, right? Even the one who says, Rosh Hashanah is a Mekel. He is a Mekel, but Chalila, not a pass like the Mekel days. But a lady who has a Maka, she can never get a clean Bidika in that situation, and they're Trila, and they come to me for a very long time, we're going to be Mekel for her to do perhaps like Tyra and one Bidika, being that it's we're going to go like the Iker Adin. Karastas also things like that, then situation where a lady has a maka, you can go like the kitchen. So the big shadow really is man is like this. In the olden days, they didn't have the concept of a bodeka, who could do a bodeka for you. Nowadays, you go to a nurse, so do the. What? Nowadays,
what
do you say? That they're able to see inside with a thing? Saying that. Right, so being that nowadays you have a bedeket, The reason you can't get a clean bedika and I can't even tire yourself, and therefore that's why it's make to do extra tire and point that. The shot nowadays is, they're able to go to bodeka, they're able to do two bedikas by going to bodeka. Is that, are you supposed to do that or not?
No,
that?
Every day.
What? No, first and seventh. Okay, that can kind of go to the day, but the. No, the Navi already says Kriv Laharbe Rumeko or Mishnah Mishmi. So this is emotional tsar and all those things. So the child is, are we Mikhaev somebody to go, you ready? Are we Mikhaev somebody to go Mishnah Mishmi? So there are some Rabbanim would say, what do you mean? Deke didn't want, so Mechatei, so why is it a Deke? So some of them are Deke didn't. The many places would say, like, L'mayisim v'chav is chut, you know, aim l'hakel, and even the Mekilim would not be mikil if you had an option to go to Bedeke, or you spend 10 minutes to go to Bedeke. It's okay, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but being that it's able to do Bedeke Rishon Mishvi, so therefore you should go to Bedeke, then you should do Bedeke and Rishon Mishvi. What? In general, I tell them to go to Bedeke, in general.
Just
1 and 7. 1 and 7. In general. Now, a lot of times you don't have to go back. Once, on 1 and 7. So, if somebody has a maka, but derech klal, what you tell them is don't do any bidikas, wait till Yom Zayin. Yom Zayin, do bidik in the morning, because a lot of times it heals. Well, no, we did day one, shana maka. Right? So, she went to a deket, lady saw the maka, that's her bidik. Right? So, now we have day one. Wait till day seven. What's good about that? Okay, so we see that there's a maka. Now she went ahead and did the bedika. You tell them wait till day seven, do a bedika in the morning. A lot of times, but then it heals. If it's a small maka, and then if it's good, it's good. If it's no good, you have to go back to the nurse. But you have to make sure to get back to nurse before Shkia. Because if you get back after Shkia, then what happened? You only have one bedika on that. All seven. Then you have to make sure to get the bedika, to get back to bedika before it's there. Okay, so we're going to finish off tomorrow and then we'll go on.
I'm checking tomorrow for sure.
Oh, so there's a 147. We might be doing 147 there.
Only one guy.
Okay, the reason I'd be doing 147 is because if the smack says can I have 5 days in between, so the says that if I do 1 and 4, and if I get 7, I can just do 8. Because I don't have 5 days in between. I'm thinking, if I just do 1 and 7, if I get 7, what do we do, Yeshua? Do 1, if I get 7, what do we do?
Go to Mikvah.
Start all over again, right? But you have to start all over again. If you do 1 and 4, if you get 7, you can just go to the. If you get 1 and 4 and you miss day 7, then you can go ahead and do 8. If
you didn't do day 2.
If I do day 1.
What's day 8? Day 1, 4, and 8.
So let's discuss them double. That's what a lot of people do. That's why a lot of people make a mistake. That's why a lot of people tell do that. I generally don't do that because people have makas. You get a maka again. And it's just good. It's not good. Well? What? The maka should do 14 bedikas. Okay, we'll be maka tomorrow. Okay.